It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me in the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome to the King of the Castle 2012, brought to you live, aristocratsradio.com, cweradio.com. Like to thank everyone for joining us. We have four competitors that are about to embark on a journey. How many burgers do we have, Steve?
I think like 130.
We have 130 burgers.
Between four people.
Do you think that's overkill?
I don't think it's enough.
You don't think it's enough?
Look at the competition right here.
I know. Little controversy today. Some performance enhancement. What was that, Matt?
We got sound. I can hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear myself.
It's good. Yes. Did you want to say something? Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're knocking the burgers over. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Matt's the biggest klutz I've ever seen in my life.
All right, y'all ready?
Steve is the fattest scared faggot I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Steve who?
All right, we'll get into all the personal stuff later. For now, we have a... why are there two mics?
Wrist in peace.
One for Matt and I, and one for everyone else.
What? Okay. I don't even think that one's plugged in. No, because I shut them off.
Now, is there like a puke barf bag around here?
Yeah, we definitely need a bucket of some kind.
Oh, yeah, all over Kev's chest.
So basically, this is something that we've done twice before. This is the third ever.
I got to take a picture of that.
Our contestants, Shovel and Sean.
Yeah.
All the way on the far left to those watching live or
wearing
on YouTube.
Wearing his Mickey Mouse bib.
Minnie Mouse.
Is that who it is?
That's Minnie. Kev, Super Slider. Very excited to be here. And of course, Maddie Mouthfuls.
Huge. The biggest competitor there is.
Yes.
And the history.
7'4", 2,000 pounds is what you told me he was.
That's what he said he was.
Yeah. And of course, we have Lauren Morin.
It takes pictures of some competitors.
I'll take a picture of the chat.
Oh, this is ridiculous. And we actually have a little bit of a competition going on here, too, between two of the contestants.
Do we?
We do. Kevin Superslider and Lauren Morin got into it last week right here on the Aristocrats. And put a little wager.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about the wager.
Yeah, I know you forgot about it.
Jim, it's got to load. I know what he's trying to do.
So let's take you back 1 week ago and listen to what exactly went down between Kevin and Lauren. How many you think? Honestly, you think you can eat?
I'll at least put away a grave case. At least.
30?
At least.
30 at least.
That's my goal.
You're confident.
Yes. What's the wager?
In a half hour.
Do this.
You understand.
Kev, this is a burger a minute.
Yeah.
Kev, you do this. I'll get a picture of Derek's anus. I'll sign that thing for you.
I think I can eat a crave case.
In a half hour.
Oh, stop, Lauren.
I think I can do it.
In a half hour.
Wager between you and I.
But I get to throw it all up after the half an hour.
Well, as long as you throw it up outside.
That's fine. I will,
I don't want that shit in my house.
And I want puke on the floor.
Yeah, it will. As long as I can rid myself of what I've eaten.
Oh my God.
After the half an hour's over.
Is nobody worried about
it? Sean does.
I will put this out there. If you can eat the entire case.
Yes.
And you are allowed to throw up after.
Okay.
I will then eat a spoonful of your White Castle vomit.
Oh my God.
Wow.
If you can do it, I will do it. I'm here. I'm kind of
elbows.
Sure.
Yeah, elbows.
Bows it.
Make sure this dog doesn't eat people.
Because I think we have enough ammunition here for a good competition.
Yeah, but
thank
see, the
you,
thing
Derek.
Is...
Thank you for putting me up on the level somewhere.
Between you and Kev talking smack, that's what we need.
You guys Lauren's need to talk smack. You guys need to talk smack all
Team
week.
Team Lauren.
Lauren, do you honestly think you can out-eat this guy?
I can out-eat anybody.
I'm just
and
coming
then
in
I'll
really
throw
tired.
It up, and then he's going to eat my vomit.
Just I can totally eat out anyone.
I will eat you out.
The second the out-eat came into play, I clinched my butt a little bit.
Sorry.
Because mine expanded. I was like, all right, someone was eating his butt today.
Watch out.
So Kevin, it's is okay. that official? You will do that?
Yeah.
If she out-eats you,
yeah.
buy a burger.
If I eat you yeah. out.
And she is then able to go outside, barf, and you will take a spoonful of that and eat it.
Yes.
On cam.
All right, you have to promote that.
But it has to be a large spoon, like a kitchen, like a...
It has to be a tablespoon.
A ladle?
Yeah, a fucking ladle.
No.
I will do a ladle?
Wow. A vomit.
You'll eat a ladle of my White Castle vomit. No.
A tablespoon.
Tablespoon is...
At least a tablespoon.
That's the
I
big spoon.
Kev, if it helps you out, I hear a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Well, the thing about White Castle vomit, it smells exactly like White Castle. So it's going to be just like eating another burger.
And the best thing about me is I smell wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
So that was it from last week.
I just met her.
Let's turn on the table mic.
You know, speaking of smell.
Yeah?
My car fucking stinks. Between the White Castle burgers and Matt's putrid asshole.
Was he beefing on the way
over?
He was
beefing there and back. He's got to be nervous. He's already pre-shitting. The competition hasn't started. He's shitting.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I'm going to get the official timer out. Where is Matt anyway? Is he dumping?
Clean his spectacles.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Can you get a shot of this? I think that Sean should have
it. Yeah, we got a Minnie Mouse balloon for Sean. It says, suck my beef. Sean is dead meat. That was from Lauren. Well, I think we're about to start here.
Yeah.
If everybody could... Right, take their blade. Steve, do you want to get some comments from the competitors before they start?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, one second.
Yeah, you probably don't need your headphones. We got the speaker up there.
I'm going to use my mic.
Yeah.
All right, Kev, what do you think's going to happen here?
Listen here, brother. I'm ready for this. I've been ready for this. I haven't shaved my back in like 2 months in expectation for this. I haven't shaved my genitals either. Do you want to see? Well, anyway... Lauren has a lot of stuff to say on YouTube. Well, you know what I say right now? She doesn't even belong at this table because, you see, she's a woman. And a woman doesn't belong eating the food at the table. She belongs bringing the food to the table. And she belongs in the kitchen making the food for the table. And she does not belong at the table.
Wow. That was intense.
That was intense.
I loved it. All right, Sean, I got to admit, you, if there was a prize for attire and bib and a whole gimmick, you win. You pre-win this event based on that alone. So how do you think the outcome of this is going to be?
I don't really want to say anything because I don't want to follow Kev.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
I like that better. All right, Maddie Massive Nuts.
How
do you
Maddie
think
mouthfuls.
The outcome of this tournament is going to be?
Well, first and foremost, I don't think Lauren's going to eat more than 5.
I believe that because I had 2 and it almost killed me.
These are deadly.
The world record is 5, so you know. You know, I look at these two competitors sitting next to me, And they're good at many things. One of them is not eating White Castle.
Matt makes a good point, because not only is he going to eat White Castle, but he is whiter than a White Castle.
Blank.
Tan jokes too.
Banan
bash. Yeah, exactly. And Lauren, how do you think it's going to take go? All right, now let's get started.
Oh, you better not even think about doing that to me again. I just want to say that y'all are a bunch, not you, but y'all are a bunch of sexist assholes, not even you. You're okay, but you are, okay? And you will eat your fucking words. He's going to eat those fucking words.
And what else?
He's going to eat his words, his words, and my vomit.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, wait, before, can you stop trying to grab the mic from me? Can you give me a little time? Give me a little time. You don't install the Staten Island girl, all right?
Jesus.
So eat shit, motherfucker.
Staten Island girls.
All right, well, I don't know if he's going to eat those words because he might not have enough room. Oh my god.
Orange skin with black hair on top.
We're about to start. Oh my goodness. What is that noise? Oh, don't do that, please.
Okay.
There's a mic on the table.
Hot mic.
Hot mic, yes.
Hot mic.
I was. That Noiling Girl.
Also, a little bit about the prize. White Castle themselves sent us a hat, a t-shirt, two gift certificates good for three hamburgers at White Castle.
Three.
Yes. Well, three hamburgers. Let's see. What else? The bag, a magnet, a pen, a keychain, a magnet. Pretty awesome of them. That is Lynn Blashford.
Lynn Thickman?
Head of marketing at White Castle. Sent us all that just for this competition.
Thank you, Lynn.
I must say that they do not sponsor this.
No.
They just gave us some shit to give away to whoever wins.
Although, I think we had some potential competitors online waiting for their burgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a couple black guys waiting for their burgers when we came in. And when they saw that we were ordering a crate and a case, they were just like, you got some kind of party going on or something.
Hey, can we go?
I got to admit, he wasn't looking at the burgers. He was looking at Matt's wallet.
That's right, because I had like $200 falling out of it.
He did. He was eyeballing it. He's like, you know how much weed I can get for that nigga?
Matt, can you put that mic in the stand?
Yeah.
Because that other mic isn't even plugged in. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so either. Make sure it's on.
Hello. All right. So one more time, just to get the rules straight here. Keep your cases. That's how we're going to keep track of the count.
Keep your cases. And also, there's a little controversy as to what consists of a burger. The meat and the bun. Is the burger.
And the onions and cheese for those who are eating that.
If you want to scrape off the onions or whatever else is on there, that's fine. But you must eat the entire meat and the entire bun of the burger. That consists of the burger.
What if we end up eating the box, too?
You can eat the box. That's fine. And anything extra? I noticed that Kev has a bottle of barbecue sauce next to him.
Yes. And he also brought Lucy to, you know, pick up any leftovers that everybody else might
not
eat.
Keep your hands where I can see them. I don't want you feeding Lucy any burgers.
But, also, after the competition is over, each competitor is going to get a drug test for anything performance enhancing.
I know.
This includes Tums, Maalox, marijuana, and PCP, apparently.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so I think we're ready to start this unless anyone has any more questions.
You ready to bar? We got bar buckets galore.
All right, then.
Kev's got his shoe koozies ready.
30 minutes starting right now. Go
and
to it, kids.
Boom.
And Matt is right off the gate. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Kevin is... I think Kevin's on his second one already.
Now, Derek, you've actually done this before, correct?
I was part of this competition several years ago, yes.
Eat him.
Wait, I am. I got a strategy, girl.
Oh, man, shut that mic off. So, how hard is this, Derek?
This competition is absolutely deadly.
What is the best strategy to take now that you've been through it?
You know what? I don't know. I see Lauren has a strategy. She's eating the meat first and then going to be eating the bun later.
All right.
Sean is just straight up eating them. It looks like he's enjoying them. Yeah. I wonder why.
I'm eyeing him, too, for some reason.
I know. I don't know. He looks shady, doesn't he? Kev looks happy as a pig.
Oh, you're taking the pickles off, too? Well, you should have said that. God. We could have got just the burger.
And Matt is just enjoying himself too.
Yeah, Matt looks like he's just watching a movie or something.
Yeah, he's just casually.
And for some reason, I guess Lauren has an iced coffee of marshmallows too to wash us all down with.
Ew. Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't get that on cam, but Lauren just dipped the bun in the coffee and ate it. And that is apparently her strategy.
I'm gonna try a double real quick.
He's gonna try a double. Oh, Matt's putting them together.
No, I wanna see if it's still a bad idea.
I wanna see if it's still a bad idea.
There he goes, Matt, two at once.
Wow. That's not the first time Matt's had two at once.
Lauren's got three. Sean might be a little bit of a sleeper here. I think Sean's on three or four.
Sean is steadily eating this. Like, it's not, he's not taking any breaks.
Slow and steady wins the race, I guess, huh?
Now, did everybody here not eat before this? Or did people have nothing?
I had a full Father's Day fucking lunch.
Did you?
Breakfast.
So you're basically here on a full stomach.
I had spaghetti. I had fried calamari. I had mozzarella and tomatoes.
There
I had some prosciutto and melon.
There is a history of pre-spaghetti meals and White Castle burgers.
Really?
This contest. Former aristocrat Pat had a full spaghetti meal before he came over.
That's true, and I think he still got down at least 10.
Yeah, at least.
What was mine? I think I had 12 or something.
12, I
mean. Matt, you had 16 and a half?
16-ish. 15 and three-quarters.
15 and three-quarters?
Fucking technical Tom.
Couldn't finish it. And, of course, former aristocrat Craig holds the title at 21 burgers. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, that's not a lot. Well, it may not be.
I legitimately had those two complimentary burgers, and Matt asked me, he goes, how many do you think you could put down? And I said five. I couldn't do any more than five.
Yeah, it's.
If you put four together, that's bigger than a regular McDonald's burger.
McDonald's, yeah.
It's about the equivalent of four.
I think his circumference is definitely bigger.
It's bad enough that everyone's eating burgers. You're also eating some kind of weird chicken and rice ordeal over here.
Yeah, I'm having dinner.
Chicken franchise, sorry.
I'm trying to get this down before they start barfing.
Who's franchising
that? So can we get a count? Does anybody know what they're up to? Sean, do you have any idea?
Eight.
I think we should leave it as a mystery.
Kevin, is that eight?
He is the leader, by the way.
Sean isn't even looking. I don't even know. He's completely out of it. Wonder why.
Clutch said here that he's eating pizza while watching and literally wants to throw up.
Yeah,
the first two burgers went down.
Matt, you got a number for us?
I'm on six.
On six? My God.
Lauren.
Three.
Ooh. What time did this? What time did this start?
Leave your mother a mystery. Oh shit.
Well, we have we have 26 minutes left.
Okay.
You cannot use the restroom in any way.
No, no bathroom, no going outside, no walking
just
around.
Just during the competition, Sean, don't worry.
Yeah. No,
Sean
like,
got nervous.
Sean's like, I got work tomorrow.
Now, the one thing I like, that the strategy that someone is taking here that no one's realized yet,
what?
Is Kev removed the sneakers. He's the only one that removed the sneakers. He's ready to rock.
Good.
So you know what it is? The laces are so tight around their ankles that the food isn't going all the way down to the bottom of the
toes.
That's
very true.
So,
Matt's strategy looks like he's just eating some fucking burgers.
Slow and steady. Sean, he's counting. I don't know.
What's that? That big burp.
Oh yeah, the pickles.
Sean is getting slowed down by the pickles. I don't blame you though. I hate the pickles.
But
never
do you think that's another advantage
for
Sean? Should
have did that for everything.
Sean isn't pickles, technically no eating as much as everybody else by having the onions and pickles removed.
Oh. The bun is like really holding me back a lot because I'm not used to eating carbs and stuff.
Eating the two at once definitely slows you down a little bit. Chilling.
Clutch said he thinks it started at 7:15, but I don't know. It's already been over almost 15 minutes.
I
don't think that's
don't worry about it. I got five right here. Don't worry.
Tell Clutch to get some more fucking people in here.
He said he tried. He can't force
Matthew.
Him.
My right. Child is here.
There's a child present.
How many people are walking on Ustream?
Well, we have two, but it looks like Ustream once again went down.
Oh, gotta love it.
Terrific. Absolutely wonderful.
All right. Well, it'll go on YouTube anyway.
Hey, Bamber.
Well, no, it won't because in order to get on YouTube, it's got to go on Ustream first.
You lost radio?
Very annoyed at Ustream. I think, Lauren, maybe you should write a letter to them.
What would happen?
Well, because it seems like every show, the whole thing goes, the audio cuts out.
They're like, fuck the aristocrat.
Basically.
So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. FYI, just got one with an onion.
Did you really?
Oh, now I'm writing another complaint.
Any onions on yours?
No, not one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
I don't think I'm. I mean, I'm doing. No, there's no onions.
Now, are you slow? You guys are slowing down.
Oh, definitely.
Physically, yeah.
There's already been a slowdown. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mentally, absolutely. I thought it went slow and steady. With every pickle that touches my molars, I feel a little.
Clutching is that Ustream blip, but it's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just fixed it. Not very happy with Ustream right now. Brain.
Yeah. Thinking that if I eat it too at a time, maybe.
Have you ever seen me eat this much in my life?
I don't know. Maybe at a Wendy's one.
What are you on, Lauren? 5?
I'm on 5 right now.
You're on 5 right now?
The late night Wendy's runs.
That's where Matt said that you would stop at 5. Where are you at, Sean?
Sean has not given us a number yet.
He's afraid to.
I'm a little bit behind Matt.
He's still on the first.
This is 13-14.
34. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're in a hyper-ride.
Oh, Lord. I just heard him say 13 and 14. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say that he is in the lead.
I think so.
Whole road's gone.
Matt's still doubling up.
Matt, what are you up to?
9 and 10.
9 and 10.
Dude, I would have barfed already.
No, duh. All right.
9. His bones are very mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sean just looks like he's over there enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's just plucking.
He's just, you know, I'm just eating.
I'm going to eat that pile of pickles when he's done.
I wish I would have known, man. I would have had you no pickles.
I'm going to eat those pile. I want to eat those.
All I heard was no onions.
When you're done.
You're going to eat those disgusting pickles?
Yeah. What's wrong with them? They're just
whatever
pickles.
Whatever your pile is physically the equivalent to, you got to eat another burger for it.
Yes.
We need weight. Mm-hmm. We need one of those scales like they measure drugs with. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. What are they called? Scales?
Where do you get those?
Yeah. Wow. I just hear the munching. So, it's nauseating. I'm going to have some Pepto just from looking at you guys.
So, Sean, you told Mama Oceans about this, right?
Mm-hmm. I need some barbecue sauce.
What'd she think?
Start number 15. Hello, I'm Craig. Sorry. I just called you Craig. Kev.
Freebies.
I can't touch my phone handle.
Oh my goodness. No, I wouldn't touch anything.
Anyone else perspiring?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's starting.
It's
It is starting.
Careful, guys.
Sean's petering out.
Sean's petering out?
He is petering out.
At like 8.
Sean, breathe.
Sean, can't do it?
Sean, you had the best promo going into this.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I
agree.
Coming after you, burger.
I think Matt's was the funniest, though.
I know, but I got the most views.
That's dude, I actually recorded an Undertaker promo for it.
Oh,
I
no.
I couldn't get the lighting right.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, really?
I was disappointed because it was awesome. I was going to edit and everything.
Hey, can we get a time check?
Well, I can tell you, yes, you have 21 minutes left.
Woo!
What do you want?
He's 16.
You got 5 more to go to beat 12. The personal aristocrat record.
Well, let's take a listen to some of these promos that everyone put together. Let's start with Sean since I think he's going to be the first one to be out of this.
Right. Yeah, but Lauren's only eating half of what he's eating.
I'm going to win this contest because I take what I want. And after I take this contest, I want the gold, sucker. White Castle, I'm coming for you.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, loading.
I was like, damn, I
so much there it is.
There's more pickle in there than beef.
Yeah.
There's just so much bun.
The acidity of the pickle vinegar
the bun,
is burning my throat.
It never ends.
Are all those burgers that are out there, are all the burgers that we got?
No, there's still 10 left.
I feel like
Jesus.
Look, can you get those over here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, I'll get them when those are gone.
Let's hear Maddie Mouthful's promo.
Anybody who's listening, don't listen to the promo.
Lucy smells the burgers.
You know why I'm going to win the White Castle Challenge?
Why?
Because I can eat a lot of food in one sitting.
Can you?
When I say a lot of food in one sitting,
mm-hmm.
I mean more food goes in my mouth
thank
in
God.
One sitting than comes out of Derek's ass
yes.
in one sitting.
And he just gives a wink at the end.
That was the best. That was a good cue for me to shut her down.
Does anyone have a non-burnt burger?
How do I know?
Did they burn? How do they burn them? They steam them, don't they?
Yeah, it's not burnt.
They're like rubber.
Well, it's called White Castle.
White Castle hamburger is made with little holes in it so you can cook the patty without having to flip it over.
That's true. Aww. I read that somewhere.
Did you know?
For instance, did you know?
I want a pepperoni pizza with green peppers, red peppers, sweet peppers, hot peppers, pepper jack cheese, salt and pepper, and a diet Dr. Pepper.
Was founded in 1921.
While listening to Salt and Pepper.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Say my promo.
How many you want?
Do that belt, brother. 18, 19, no, 18, yeah. 17, 18.
Well, let us know when you're when you crush Craig's...
Why, you got something to play?
He's 3-1
with it. Nope.
You
just want
to
know.
Prep, huh? You got something to go from the big record breaking. You know, like,
no, nothing like that.
I feel like you're on Ritalin.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's fine. Wow. Just
okay. That's... Lucy's taking all the wires with her.
Lucy's just dying for a White Castle
burger. She really
burger.
Is.
She can have one if she wants. I don't think we're going to touch that 10.
You just said she's drooling.
I'd like to take a few home for a late night snack.
Ew.
There's
going to
be like 30 left over.
I will take...
Sean, you're getting that... people are wondering... Well, Clutch is wondering.
Hang on a second. What was that?
Clutch is actually asking if you're going to throw up because you have that look.
Not yet.
I think Lauren asked for inspiration. Steve, take your pants off.
Steve, why don't you get a word for them where it looks like we're about... Jeez, halfway through some of these people. 17 and a half minutes left. Why don't you go see how they're doing with the mic?
Go ahead, Jamie. You want to interview them? You want to interview
them? You can't stand up?
You should mention we have just surpassed the point of when your brain tells you to stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, Matt, I think, said that was 12 minutes.
Jesus told me to stop.
something tells me Jesus was asking you not to do this at all.
Exactly.
That thought actually went through my head at one point. I was like, should I not do this? This is a terrible idea.
It was very bad.
All right. Well, Derek, it looks like you could take some of Lauren's home tonight for a late night snack. You are far behind. I'm sorry.
My mouth is much smaller than these big, tall
Matt is also pretty far behind.
I'm still ahead of Sean.
Of Kev. Kev's done with the first layer.
Second layer.
No, he's done with two layers.
Here's his second layer.
20. Oh, really?
This is third layer.
Where are the rest of yours at?
He's on 21 right now.
No way.
Sean, you got to give us a count.
What am I up to?
He's on 12.
No. 10?
10?
No. What's 22 minus 6?
16.
I'm on 6 right now, so to everybody.
Yeah, but you got all these buns.
You're on 16, Sean.
Let me tell you, that's no problem.
I'm going to a fat guy coma soon.
And I roll it up into
you do have that look. You don't need a little pick me up, do you?
Oh, God, no. Don't look.
Sean, you want a little bit of that cocaine?
All right, well, that's what I got from this angle over here.
Jesus. I'm going to throw up so much, seriously.
Yep.
Just try to puke outside.
16 minutes left in the King of the Castle.
That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
That is a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. Lauren could catch up. Right when you guys might... Well, what I'm going to say here is that Lauren might keep going after you guys peter out at her pace and catch up.
Just saying, I'm going to finish this before that time's over, and I'm probably going to go jogging.
Yeah, to the bathroom.
let's hear Kevin's promo here.
Yeah, it's terrible.
A castle.
Did you just play my audio from
Beacon of Empire. Only one man rules that castle. That man is king. This Sunday, the King of the Castle Challenge. I will prove to everyone why I am the king. And as I sit upon my throne and I look down,
I'm going to make some pancakes.
It will be my fellow aristocrats. I will have proven to them to the listeners.
I just lost my co-host. I don't know where he went. Oh, peeing.
Matt's pulling pickles. I just want everyone to know Matt's pulling pickles.
Just
want
to say to Clutch, because he's saying a lot of negative shit about me. I just like to say, I don't see you here at this table doing this.
Oh!
And eat shit.
Eat burger vomit.
Like seriously. Down on the throwing up, the vomit, eating shit. I'm like grossing out here.
Shit.
14 and a half minutes left. Kevin,
does that work? Can you shove it up your ass like a vodka soaked tampon?
Nice.
Actually,
that still count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I might do that.
Sure.
Good idea, Clutch.
Lauren, you got a count?
What?
Do you have a count?
Yeah.
think she's on three.
I've got six.
Six?
Yeah.
Well, then that's pretty good for you. Do you think you're going to make it to 30?
No, but I think I'll do 10.
Yeah?
She might not make it to 30 years after this.
That's true.
Maybe not. That's all right.
Anybody else have a count? Anybody keeping track closely?
I'm just about to finish 1920.
1920? Doubling up?
Uh-huh.
Where are you now, Craig? Where are you at?
I think Craig's... and how you feeling?
Craig? Awful.
Awful? Really?
Yeah.
Feel like shit?
I'm still begging on Craig to walk through the door.
I know. I should get the Stone Cold music up.
Oh, my God.
Well, Derek, I brought this up to you before the show, and I figured I'd let everybody else know.
Steve's back.
Hey, I'm back. I took a pee. So, an idea I came up with is the winner of this becomes the King of the Castle, correct?
Yes, and gets a crown and everything.
So, I'm thinking everybody else on the show, including the losers, gets to go out and recruit someone to do this competition again. And the winner of that goes up against the winner of the Aristocrats, King of the Castle.
Well, I'm here to say that the first and second place get to stay on the show. Hello.
It's my pick.
Oh, that's your pick?
What do you mean the first and second place get to stay on the show?
You're stupid.
I'm going to fire whoever second and third.
Oh, okay.
So keep eating, John.
You mean third and fourth?
Third and fourth.
That's what I meant.
Derek. Yes. Are you going to play my promo, or are you just going to completely disregard?
Sean, please, tell me.
I'm trying to space them out a little bit.
Time check?
Time frame.
I have two.
We're at about 15 minutes.
We got 12 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Burp so bad.
Just burp.
Burp it up, Johnny. Burp it up, Johnny. Come on, good boy.
All right, let's hear Lauren's promo to Kevin.
This one, and I beat like 15 three-quarters of my previous record.
You know, Kevin is so confident.
Oh.
That he and I put a little wager up. Kevin, you're so cocky.
Mm.
A woman brought you into this world, and a woman's gonna take you out.
That's right.
Of this competition. And when all is said and done, and the smoke clears, you're gonna eat my puke.
Yeah. Ooh. The dog is now eating White Castles.
She's in the running. That's mine.
Yeah.
She's going to win. Sorry.
Can she eat that whole like that?
She just did.
It's gone.
Get her no, she's it. Just going to...
30 in the next 5 minutes.
I think she's just trying to, like, kill it.
But I think it'll start coming out of her before she's finished.
11 minutes left. Sean is up and stretching, trying to make room.
I have to eat two more for the record, right?
Well, you have to eat one more and then a bite of the next one to beat the previous record.
No. So one more and you get... So you're up to 20 now, Kev.
This is 21 and 22.
Kevin's got 21 and 22. He's putting them together.
He's 3 bites away from beating the record.
If he finishes this double that he just squeezed together, he will have the record.
Tell us the story, Kev. Sell it. Sell it.
And now remember...
Let me raise your arm.
When Craig was doing this, he was also drinking beer.
I think Kev could get to 25.
You think so?
I think
well, Kev was pretty confident that he could take out that he could take out 30.
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
This is
my life,
everybody.
It's my alarm.
It's so salty.
Where's that coming from?
Is that your phone, Sean?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Derek, I need water. In my purse.
I don't know where your purse is. All right, that sounds like crap. Turn it off. Well, personally, I think I'm giving up on Sean and Lauren.
I'm on 7, motherfucker.
Yeah, well.
That's more than you. That's 2 more than you said.
Look at how much bread's on the plate.
Yeah, you still got to finish that.
Yeah, but the bread's the easiest part for me.
Well, then fire it down.
I need
Kevin, did you finish that?
He's got it. One more bite.
One more bite.
And we are in to number 22.
I'm not going to one bite this. I'm going to enjoy this.
All right.
I'm
looking back at the guy behind me, and I'm jogging across the finish line. I'm taking my time. I'm grabbing cups of water on the way.
I am one burger away from beating my previous record.
That's it, Matt? You know, White Castle themselves put their faith in you, Matt.
Thank you.
On Twitter, White Castle voted.
Yeah, they felt bad for me because everybody else cheated on their vote.
That's true.
That was funny that they voted for you, though.
No, what? We felt bad, so we voted for Matt.
YouTube views.
Well, you can't cheat on that.
No.
Hey, Ken.
No, you
if you refresh the page, it
no,
nope.
It only counts as one.
No, it only counts as one. You can only do one per day.
Oh,
Sean, I am impressed with you.
I'm not. I think you can do a lot better. Come on.
You weren't. I'm telling you, Sean did a lot better than I thought he would.
You think so?
He's at like 17.
I feel exactly how
and
I felt.
And he might have celiac.
Last year?
Oh, shit. He's going to be... all right. We need dump picks tomorrow or later.
At this exact point, I feel exactly the same way.
Where your body's just going,
where it's like,
why are you doing this?
It's like...
But I am willing to bet before the actual Aristocrat show is over today, Matt will have one more.
Think so?
Yeah, like...
He looks so big next to me.
He looks so big next to Yokozuna.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
I think the contestants might be winding down just a bit.
He's about, he's a bite away from.
I'm still hoping, right, Kevin. I'm still hoping.
It.
What's this?
That's it. We are right now in a new championship era.
He took the belt from Kevin.
I'm not counting you out. All right. So right now, Kev is in the lead.
21 and a half right now.
At 21 and a half. No, 22 and a half, I thought.
21 and a half.
No, I'm about to cross. This is 21. No.
21, 22.
Yeah.
See, I'm still hoping and praying that Kev gets the 30, because he said he could do a crepe case.
I bet you. I bet that you are just wishing you did not have.
My teeth are chewing, but my throat doesn't want to accept anything else.
I know.
Your throat muscles are like fuck.
You just keep saying maybe I can chew it more.
Doesn't work. It just moves around your mouth.
I've already had several false finishes between my mouth and my throat.
Where do you all these pickles?
I don't know.
Should I make a pickle palace?
The pickle palace.
I got a pretty good
I think Sean's at 16.
Really?
No?
I think Sean might pull ahead of Matt.
I'm at 16 right now.
6.5 minutes.
Wow.
I'm going to be pretty pumped if Sean takes second place.
I'll be impressed if Kev can power through those, but that might be a mistake.
It will be.
I would say
finish that at 22 and then pace yourself with the remainder.
Mm-mm.
I should have had you guys sign a waiver beforehand, too.
Yeah, seriously. If any of you die...
I don't think any judge. I don't think any. Lucy
had one. She's done.
At least you know how to calm her down now. Just give her a White Castle.
Yeah.
Just nobody make a mess. Of, you know what I mean. I'm not gonna say.
The bathroom.
I'll make a mess of Will's
guys.
House.
If you're gonna fucking projectile vomit, do it outside, please. Kev, you're all right. Oh, Kev might bail. He might throw up before 30 minutes.
New personal best, even 16.
All right, even 16 for Matt.
No.
Now, Matt, I gotta admit, I see a look of puke on your face.
Are you gonna
after
throw
she
up?
Said the communal vomit.
See, I feel good. I'm fine.
Yeah, but you also ate half as much as anybody else.
It's so hot here.
It is actually hot in here.
After this, you can open that and get some fresh air. How's that?
And it looks like we're gonna time this perfectly to go right onto a break.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thank Jesus.
Five 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
I'm proud to be the first woman to represent any woman on White Castle, King of the Castle, Challenge.
Challenge.
Well, I'll tell you, this King of the Castle was a lot more interesting.
With minutes
than
left.
Year's.
With minutes left.
More, 5 minutes
well,
left.
Much more,
with minutes left, Clutch is saying that his pick is Sean.
No. There's a lot more production involved. In
Sean,
this
you got
play.
People rooting behind you.
What?
They said that your strategy is gonna win it.
Slow and steady?
Because Kev's jump out into the lead like that might backfire when he pukes all over the floor.
No, how much time we got?
My mouth is chewing.
We got 4.5 minutes.
Dude, no chance.
No chance?
No chance. Not for him, no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you.
I thought you were saying no chance. He's holding it down.
Lauren is eyeing up the puke bucket.
My mouth is chewing right now, but it's like chewing pieces that I absolutely could swallow.
I also got to admit, when I had those two complimentary burgers on the ride home, I almost chipped my tooth on a bone.
Really?
I had a bone coming through here.
I had a bone, yes. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Does anyone need the vomit bucket?
Yes, I do.
Me too, I think.
No. We should have, though.
You should have what?
chicken rings.
Sean is just looking at me like, why the hell did you make me do this?
Now, see, that is true. Matt could have put more food down, I think, than Kev, had there been a variety of food.
Oh, yeah.
Because Matt would have gave up on the burgers by now and put down fries and then onion rings.
Oh, bless.
Oh, God.
Well, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I thought that was coming back out.
Kev is learning right now that he is allergic.
Whole burger coming out.
Kev is learning right now that he's allergic to White Castle burgers.
Right. No, Jen knows. Jen knows. When I eat too much, I sneeze.
Ah.
And also, Kev, your face is beet red.
Now, here's the thing. Kev is waiting to finish
22.
That's it.
22.
Now, I think that if Craig was here, he'd be on 26 or 27.
Matt, I think you should get busy and keep eating.
I can't. I'm done.
You're done.
You bowed out.
16, man.
Just do 17 and get on with your life. Come on, 17.
3 minutes left.
You have
Come
3 minutes
on.
To pack one more. Where are you going? Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe how many burgers I just ate.
Where'd Kev go? He might be at the spot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get a picture of Sean's distended belly. That thing is exploding.
I almost just choked.
Like, his skin is going to explode.
Holy Christ. His belt buckle's undone.
You look like Iron Sheik.
Sean went and got two more, though. I'm actually impressed.
You know the slider world record is 103 in 8 minutes?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Eeyore?
Joey Chestnut. Eeyore.
How many calories do you think I'm consuming right now?
Enough for a week.
I think they're 170 each.
How many did you eat, Sean?
Well, I looked it up. Cheeseburgers are 170.
Less pickles, though, so you're good.
Oh, sweet.
No pickles, no onions.
Oh.
True.
So
150
a piece, about.
This is a giant pain.
I made
this
for you,
man.
Now, Sean.
I am impressed. I can't wait to get the actual counts because I'm impressed with Sean.
Now, Sean, you have a gluten problem.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, gluten is very much bread. So you just ate a bunch of bread. How are you going to be feeling in the morning?
I already feel it in my butt.
You feel it in your butt already?
I do too, by the way.
It's not like I didn't eat
anything today.
These White Castles are basically invading your stomach and pushing everything down
to your colon. I'm
going to
be honest,
I
took a huge dump when I got up today. And I didn't eat anything at all, and I feel it already.
So, Kev, you're done?
Thanksgiving dinner is ready to come out.
Kev is done at 22.
22? Sweat coming.
I got the record.
Matt, is that 18 or is that 17?
17.
Well, we have about a minute left. Lauren?
I'm at 7.
I'm actually impressed with Lauren as well.
Has Lauren been at 7 for like an hour?
I'm starting to feel a tingling in my jaw.
That's a stroke.
Matt, Lauren has been on 7 for about an hour.
Yeah.
But the fact that she got to 7 is impressive to me.
I'm going
to
tell you, though, right now, Lauren did call it. She said she would be able to eat 7.
I've had 7 because I've had a number 2 at Wendy's before.
Yeah. She equated a number 2 at Wendy's.
2, 7 White Castle burgers, theoretically.
In terms of calories.
I was right. So
I was impressed with Matt because he was... training for this by downing Wendy's burgers, and I think you got to about 10, right?
You had 10 Wendy's burgers? There was one. When we used to go to Iron Mike Sharp School of Professional Wrestling in Asbury Park, New Jersey, we had a thing where we would go to McDonald's beforehand every single time.
I also had about 30 ounces of soda before I got here.
And Matt legitimately had 2 number 2s with an extra cheeseburger.
I hate to break in here, but 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Shove
it
down your throat, Kev.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Stop eating.
And that is it.
Now
we have.
Now that the cup is.
A new king of the castle.
I'll get his crown for him.
Get the king's crown.
Everybody is giving Kev the crown, but we didn't count Sean's bag.
Kevin.
Hang on a second. I got to take a picture of that.
Kevin is the new king of the castle. You also get the bag of White Castle crap that they sent us.
But I need the pen to make myself a rock.
And Steve is completely blocking the video.
There's Steve.
I just had to take a picture. That's all.
Kevin, you did it, buddy. The new king.
I just want to thank my mama.
Yeah.
For giving me life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank the great people, Sir Todd White, the creator of White Castle. And I want to thank the people who put all their hard work and time into chopping those onions and cooking those burgers. Thank you all.
Lynn Blashford, yes. Head of Marketing White Castle, for giving us all this stuff.
Now, Derek, there is plenty of burgers left right now. But see, we gave him the thing. He had his speech. He has his crown.
Yeah.
But Sean might have beat him.
Can you imagine if Sean actually beat him?
He didn't need all those.
He did.
He did too.
Sean, how many is that?
23.
No. Get out of here.
No. It's a dusty finish.
What? Are you kidding?
No. Foot on the ropes.
Are you kidding me?
Foot on the ropes.
Holy shit.
No way.
Sean.
I want to recount. I think it's 24.
Look at all these pickles.
23. Damn it. He's got 23. He did it.
So
I'm going over there. Hold on. We need a recount.
Kev, you got to count yours now.
This is like the race for governor. Dude, I thought Sean was on like 16.
Okay, so we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16,
18, 23. No, wait a minute.
I stacked
we got to weigh the pickles. We got to weigh the pickles versus the burger.
meat and bun.
I stacked
meat
my
and
stack,
bun.
So it was 22, so I at least beat Craig.
Oh,
man. I got one more.
Sean.
And that was your strategy, huh? Sean. You were just going to sit there and be quiet.
I knew it. I knew all along that you were going to win it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
That's a classic wrestling finish when the hometown thinks that the guy won the belt. And then the chain is in the tights, and the ref reverses the decision.
This was like when Jerry Lawler attacked Bret Hart after the King of the Ring.
I don't believe it.
Sean wins by a burger.
I am so happy.
I think he won by like a gram of food.
After we already crowned Kevin.
I clearly said I didn't count my burgers.
We heard that, but we didn't think
you really thought
needed
you really
to bother.
Like 16.
He deserves it though. Like, look at
his stuff. Kev, if you could lift up that King of the Castle that? Crown and put it on
Kev. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to give that crown to the new King of the Castle.
I got
to
take another picture.
Sean, this is No! Oh, no! Kev just hit Sean with the White Castle crate. That's it. Wow. I cannot believe this. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Sean, the King of the Castle, after we had already crowned.
I voted for him.
What a controversy.
That was an exciting fucking
finish.
That
was. I really thought it was going to be...
Hey, this is a lie and a travesty of justice. He showed up on performance-enhancing drugs.
I'm still hashtagging.
Oh dude, I gotta come over here.
Sean's stomach is huge.
I got
unbelievable.
All right, come here, Sean. I gotta take a picture of this.
I gotta take a picture
of that big ass pop belly you got going on.
Unbelievable finish.
Sean, you gotta move. Sean, you gotta move your hands.
I can't.
Hang on a second, Sean.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
23 burgers. Sean, 23 burgers.
So 23, 17, that's
40. 23, unbelievable. 17, and your stomach does not look like that normally.
69 burgers.
Unbelievable. All right, well,
69 burgers, Derek.
We are going to go to break, and we're going to come back and hopefully have
more burgers.
More burgers. I can't believe that. All right, we will be right back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We're back.
Yo.
The Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Unbelievable King of the Castle. We actually crowned a king.
I was robbed.
Kevin, we crowned him and everything. Robbed. We were playing the music. And then Sean very sleepily counted his burgers and just kind of said, I have 23.
Do that again.
You know, Kev was my pick to win this.
Mine too.
And we all thought he won.
I think it was going to be between Matt and Kev. Matt, your mic's not working?
I'm good now.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the thing is Kev actually looks worse for wear.
Kev, you look like a mess.
I'm
just selling. I feel great.
Okay. You're sweating. You're beet red.
These guys will tell you, even if we weren't eating all those burgers, I'd still be sweating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kev definitely did about exactly what I thought he would. Yeah.
If and you guys want to open that door.
Sean far exceeded
very impressive
expectations, except mine.
Yeah, you can open that door now. I just didn't want it.
Yeah, we need some kind of air.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't breathe.
If not, just to get the smell out.
I got some serious dry throat going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a very deadly competition, which is why I'm not involved anymore.
I knew I couldn't do that.
The numbers, I ran the numbers. 72 burgers.
72 burgers were eaten.
Were eaten, which is almost 12,000 calories.
Wow. So we could have just gotten the Crave Crate and still had plenty left over.
Well, yes. But I didn't know if her ringer was coming in.
That's true.
And I wanted to be sure. You know.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, you know what? Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, now we have how many left over?
50-something,
right?
Oh, my 58.
God. 58. What are we going to do with these?
Let's eat them.
Hey, let's mail them to listeners.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll autograph them and mail them.
Let's just send the whole thing to Shapiro. Read
them to the contest
again
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, who wants to redo it? Oh, my God.
That my ass is going to be making that sound pretty soon.
I must say, I miss eating like that.
I don't.
I do.
You miss it.
I miss being able to just eat something.
You know,
not
I
worry about it.
I got to admit that. I think Kev lost because he dipped in the bullseye barbecue sauce.
That couldn't have helped.
It tasted a lot better.
Yeah, it did taste good.
Well,
I'm
here,
sure.
if we break it down to pure calories, I think Kev did win.
I did not remove
calories.
Anything from my burgers.
He went 100% in on every burger.
Onions,
so he
pickles,
got
all.
Don't downplay my
victory.
Well, I did say before that all you have to eat is the meat and the bun. That is a burger.
Even I started de-pickling after
a
while.
I'm just saying, I ate at least 45 more pounds of food than Sean did.
45 pounds.
Sean can't even hold his mic. He's got his mic resting on his chin.
Kev ate an entire short sleeve Samson of more burgers.
Well, you figure he ate at least 22 pickles, probably closer to 30 pickles because some had two.
Wow.
So.
Oh, you know, it was the worst one. I would pick them off, and there was like the end piece.
Oh.
Oh, like you're grabbing a tail.
Yeah. And.
Oh, don't do that.
That was rough.
Oh, stop.
But
yeah, Sean, throw your crown on for now.
There you go. Yeah. But my personal best officially, 17.
Which is shit.
No, that's nothing to scoff at.
No, it is.
I mean,
that's shit.
And that's the thing. First,
I had two.
First of all, people always claim they can eat more because they underestimate them.
Mm-hmm. They think they're smaller than they actually are, I think it is.
And
it's
those
bread.
Buns are thick.
It's heavy on the bun. There is almost as much bread in a White Castle burger as there is in like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
I think what I didn't anticipate was that the more you ate, the less they taste like White Castle burgers.
The more they just taste like vomit.
Yeah.
They taste like my car smells from the fucking ride home with that thing.
Yeah, no. The beginning, they almost taste like sawdust. It's
okay,
flavorless, like mush.
Yes, you're just eating like pure like protein and like amino acid.
Yeah, I really don't think there's any real strategy to this. It's just downing them.
It's just focus.
So, Sean, you would never do that again?
Anytime soon.
Now, when's the next time you're gonna put a White Castle burger in your mouth?
This was my first and my last.
That's what I thought.
Really? You never had them before?
No.
You're the last.
Ugh.
So well, you actually, that's interesting. Never had them before and you won.
You now, never had a White Castle before?
Now, wow. I'm going to get the cup for the drug test.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm willing to accept Sean as beating me, only if it goes into the records with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Bonds.
So Kev has to come back next year, avenge his loss.
And Lauren, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
Really? You look great. She only 8'7".
Well, that's still. She's also, what, like 93 pounds?
93 pounds.
In the beginning, the time went really slow, and then towards the end, it went really fast.
Yeah.
That's because your heart was racing.
That's life. That is really, that is life.
I put down like, I don't know, 8 or 9, and you're like, okay, 5 minutes gone. I'm like, oh, shit. I can fuck this up. And the next thing you know,
well, yeah, I mean,
four
if you,
minutes.
Well, we from our vantage point, saw the slowdown.
Happened. Oh, yeah, definitely. You guys
were, after 10.
Like, the
anybody.
First one, Kev almost took the third knuckle off his finger. And then, you know, halfway through, you just see it just...
The first one, yeah, by the 18th, I was wishing I was eating my fingers.
anything but
just
burgers.
To not be able to pick another one up.
So do you guys understand now what I meant when I said there's no way you're going to eat a Crave case in 30 minutes? You get it now.
That's where this all fucking came from.
You get it now?
That's where it all came from.
It is
from.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. This is all your fault.
Yeah, hey. Remember, none of us are professional eaters or competition eaters.
And everybody talks about how much food I can eat in one sitting, and I know I can't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I was also riding in here with a full Father's Day lunch.
Now, if you didn't have that full lunch, do you think you could have done a little more?
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah, I think I could have, yeah. Yeah. But I didn't want to let my chick's dad down. You know, he wanted me there for Father's Day. I was there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Should just order.
All I had was liquid today.
Yeah, yeah. When you went to the dinner, you should have just ordered a cup of ice.
No way, man. That spaghetti and meat sauce was staring me in the face.
Oh, man. Spaghetti and meat sauce.
Well, let's. I should put up the pictures of the guy who got his face chewed off.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's spend the rest of the show trying to get who throws up first.
The vomits the crats.
Let's get some of that PETA footage of them slaughtering cows. Like hanging them upside
like
down.
Like they're eating PETAs or like.
No. Oh. Like people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Yeah, that group.
Yeah. I think that was one of our. I don't know if you were on the show yet, but we were going to get girls to watch those PETA videos while eating hamburgers.
Hey, wouldn't you know it, we have hamburgers and we have girls.
Yeah, that's an 05 bit. Yep.
Yeah, that was an old one. I wanted to get the cows being slaughtered, hung upside down, slitting their throat, all the blood coming out, while they were watching it eating burgers, just to see what would happen.
They would just start.
But we didn't know any girls.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. Oh, I can smell those burps from here.
Yup.
No, you can't.
Well, let's get to some news. Rodney King is dead.
Is he?
Who? He is. Rodney King.
Can't we all
King.
Just get along?
And now it's Hands Across America for this total son of a bitch.
You remember when Rodney King promoted that Mike Tyson fight?
No, I don't.
Oh. Man, me neither.
I think you're thinking of a different King.
Rodney King. Oh.
So wait, Rodney King was the one that hosted the late night talk show.
No. That's Arsenio Hall.
He was the tall NBA player with multicolored hair.
No, this is the guy who got the crap beat out of him by the LAPD.
Wait, no. I know it. Rodney King was the no respect. He's been dead for a while.
No. It's Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Who is this guy?
He's a guy who got beat up by a bunch of cops.
You guys are that young?
He was hopped up on Chivas Regal and PCP, and he attacked cops. He attacked them.
The man who was at the center of the infamous L.A. riots was found dead this morning in California. He was 47. According to sources, King's fiance found him dead at the bottom of the pool. Law enforcement.
Wait a minute. Was William Shatner involved?
No.
Oh.
They respond to a call. They attempted CPR, but he was already pronounced dead.
He's on the bottom of the pool.
Well, did you try to save him? He's in the deep end.
And an update on this. According to King's fiance, she's telling friends that King had been drinking and smoked weed in the hours before his death.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, so he's just rolling fatties and
so he
sipping Hennessy with the homies?
That's right.
Yeah.
He is dead.
Y'all watch me do this cannonball.
I think it just came down to, you know, he
Rodney
doing,
King. Rodney King.
He was doing a couple
shit,
laps.
Guys, I think King did.
He was doing a couple laps, got a muscle cramp, you know, he just drowned.
That's right.
That happens.
Well, maybe he had some White Castle before and he had a cramp and just went right to the bottom.
Now, how long until the story breaks that there was about 4 or 5 LAPD on the bottom of the pool waiting for him?
Scuba gear just beating him.
Yeah. Scuba gear and nightsticks.
This fucker's got to come down here eventually.
Maybe he was running from the police and he just jumped in the pool and forgot to come up.
Yeah. He dove into the shallow end.
Yeah.
Nope. Maybe he forgot that those people can't swim.
Those people.
Yeah, those dirty white cops can't swim.
Yeah, they have the Kevlar vest. It'll sink them.
Those are very heavy.
So is anybody else like pretty pumped that he's dead or
pumped? I don't think anybody's really pumped.
It's not like it's OJ.
Yeah.
No.
All he did was got the shit beat out of him by some cops.
He had it coming. He was on PCP. They admitted that.
Did they?
No.
Oh. You're just starting shit?
That's a lie.
My friend Todd told me about it.
I don't trust anybody named Todd.
I don't know anybody named Todd.
Neither do I.
I do.
I do? Oh, that's right, I do.
Oh, and it all comes out.
You know
out.
What? I don't trust him. I love how TMZ has a little Remembering Rodney King.
What?
Photo gallery.
He didn't do anything.
And it's basically just pictures of him
getting beat up by cops.
Oh, all he did was get beaten up.
I think that, can you all hear me?
Yeah.
I think that Rodney King was on Celebrity Rehab, yes. Something on VH1 for a while. And that was it.
For the pot.
Period.
Okay.
So how long until all the brothers start like slashing open pools and breaking open fucking filters and stuff?
It just weren't for Rodney.
Yeah.
Everybody with you. Everybody.
This is Variety. Give me that TV. Is that pool looting?
Yeah. Pool looting.
Pollution.
Pool looting.
You run around with swimmies? Is that where you're getting at? Or like the
we're all going with snorkels and flippers in memory of Rodney.
Oh, my God.
Rodney King in that picture, he just looks like he's a boxer.
Yeah.
It just got like popped one night by Mike Tyson.
It looks like he's about to say the words. I don't know.
Oh, looks like he's got a White Castle burger in his mouth.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
He looks pretty.
He's got Kev's 23rd burger in his mouth.
Dude, he should pop his eye, man. That thing's about to burst.
Oh,
Jesus.
That just gave me the dick willies.
Wow.
Oh, lordy load.
Lordy load. Unbelievable.
Can't wait to see.
So Rodney King is dead.
Finally.
Can't wait to see the million man swim on TV.
Yeah.
Let's see what the chat thinks about this. Clutch, what do you think?
Yeah. Really.
Oh, shit. Not all at once now.
What's going on? Where is everyone?
I don't know. I think everyone gave up.
Do they all have dads or something?
Because
I technically that's don't true. Have a dad.
Yeah. So. You know, mine died
so I don't
a
know
year
what this
ago,
whole hoopla
so.
Is about.
I technically don't have a dad either. Day.
That's true.
Raise your hand if you got a dad.
Well, I technically I do this. Have a dad, but this. I just I don't know
end.
Him.
I don't want to play.
Ooh, right here. Right here. Me, I do. I win.
Oh, don't.
Well, my dad has tits, so I don't know if he's technically a dad.
I don't want to play this.
I don't want to play this.
I don't want to play.
Don't be ashamed of having a father.
I'm not.
I should say I technically never had a dad. There you go.
Ready? Ready? That? Ready? 1, 2, 3. No dad.
Whoa.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
That's why I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this
poor
game.
Poor Kev.
One fuck Kev. He just won.
No, he didn't.
I still can't get over that.
I think it was really a valiant was. Effort.
It was a dusty finish.
Foot on the rope.
Oh, my
check
goodness.
Shoulders, ref.
And the best part about that finish is that we were calling it like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No one's giving, you know, because he didn't give us a number the whole time.
Because I think I said eventually, I was like, I bet you he's going to be the sleeper and just pop up with, you know, 30 burgers.
To be honest, I didn't count any of them. I just knew I had to finish the stack.
Finish the stack.
Finish the stack and I'm good.
Maybe that was the problem. Everyone else was counting and, you know.
Oh, you don't think
when
I
you
wasn't
know
trying
you're
to finish
eating,
the stack?
Well, when you know you're eating your 23rd burger, you're like, oh my God, 23. But if you're just eating them, not thinking. Maybe you go a little farther. I don't know.
You know how many White Castle burgers Rodney King had today? None.
You know how many White Castle had a Rodney King burger?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Rodney King and the Castle.
Lauren was making Rodney King burgers when she was dunking hers in fucking water. Let it sink in.
Holy shit.
Yes.
It took a second, but I got it.
Bloated, soggy bread.
Whoa.
She said her a couple hours were burnt, too.
Overcooked.
Extra crispy.
So what else you got, Derek?
A New Jersey man was arrested for shooting squirrels in his backyard.
What the fuck is the problem with that?
In Linden. Well, you're not supposed to do that.
In Linden.
But not only was he shooting them, he was also hanging them on his fence.
Yes.
As a message to the other squirrels.
Oh, shit. Were these squirrels named That's Rodney awesome. King?
Oh, come on.
Enough man. With the Rodney King.
I hate that guy.
All right, we get hour. It. He's black.
We get it.
He's black?
So, yeah, he was arrested. Could face up to 6 months of jail time. The man, Bullshit. Not Rodney King, the man arrested for shooting squirrels in his backyard.
What part of New Jersey was this?
This was in Linden.
I think you should only be allowed to kill animals on your property if it's done with a crossbow.
That I would go for.
Yeah. If you're going to eat them.
Or fuck them. Or set up a sign saying, leave my property alone. Animals. By hanging them in the fucking yard. I have no problem with what he did.
All animals on this property will be crossbowed.
I was cool up until the hanging on the fence part.
What's wrong with that? That hurts him?
That's weird.
Yeah, squirrels are
like
Disney movies.
I don't blame him just for shooting squirrels in his backyard.
Yeah, but if you were a squirrel and you looked up and seen squirrels hanging, would you be like, I'm not going near this fucking place?
No, because I'm a fucking squirrel. I don't have, like, rationale.
I don't care how bad I want those nuts in that tree. I'm not going in that fucking
They would
yard.
Go right out there and go, hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, guys, how come you're not talking, huh?
What are you guys, just hanging around?
All right, more nuts for me, huh? All of a sudden, bam.
Oh, my God, they don't see me.
I had no problem with what he did.
No?
No.
Well, you're really not supposed to shoot your
Well, me and the former champion, Craig, we picked up roadkill.
What was that?
Keel.
Roadkill?
The former champion,
Oh, the former. Okay, former.
We picked up a dead deer. And we set it up against the dumpster at Pizza Hut. So people were walking in going, oh my God, look at that deer over there.
It's so beautiful, just, majestic.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, the right side of his body.
It was
body
just all rigor mortis. It had no ass and sphincter area.
Ew. I just ate like 23 hamburgers, like enough with the death.
Deer burgers, Ew. Venison burgers.
Deer burgers.
Squirrel burgers.
Deer Park Water, Dearborn Farms.
You guys are all pretty lively for eating that many burgers.
I feel lively.
Sean yawns.
Sean, what do you think your dump is going to look like tomorrow morning?
I don't want to know. I just want it to come out. I just want it to be done. Just come out now.
Just picture like Rodney King at the bottom of the pool.
No, that would just be one... tiny turd.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
How much poop do you think you have in your can? Maybe a bus full? A can of bus?
Can of full?
Bus. What?
Really? Really?
This
how
is
much,
where we're going.
How much more you want to poop?
Yes.
Wow, Sean, that shirt's awfully green.
Yeah.
We'd like to know what you're going to be doing after this.
Hey, Sean. Hi.
Sean, I like how close we're sitting. You're like a stoner throw away. Oh, man.
What's bong with what we're saying?
So you're the champ. What's it like in the high life?
Hey, I'm leaving with Mary. Want to go? Oh, thank
Mary
you.
Mary who?
Oh, thank God. I think I'm Matt's here.
You can get it.
Get it?
Mary Jane.
Got it.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Well, I found something on the internet that Sean would probably love to eat if he didn't just eat 23 cheeseburgers.
Let's see
what?
It.
Deep fried breakfast cereal.
What?
At county fairs now. San
Is that
Diego
Trix?
County Fair. That looks like Trix to me.
Yes.
Lauren, could you move
that Actually,
bag?
I have those in my cabinet
the
right
Castle
now.
Bag, can you move that?
Derek, do you have a deep fryer? You look like you might have a deep fryer. Do you have a deep fryer?
Absolutely.
Can you bring it over next week?
Sure.
We'll make some deep fried tricks?
Sure.
And we'll
deep fried tricks.
All right, me and you, will eat that. That'll be our gimmick next week.
Okay. Let's see how many we can eat.
A yes. half hour.
Oh boy, deep fried tricks.
Deep fried Kool-Aid balls? Did I just see
name.
That?
Oh, cinnamon
the guy's
toast
name
crunch.
Is Chicken Charlie Bogosian.
Deep fried Kool-Aid balls. It says it right there.
What is that, actually, anyway?
That's just fried food. It's just decorated with cereal.
I think they kind of mix the cereal in with the batter.
Yeah.
And then deep fry
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so it's like but one then of those they, funnel cakes.
But they put the actual cereal
in with it so
you
know what
know
the hell you're eating.
That,
yeah.
Okay.
So okay, yeah, I got right. On the inside
that looks delicious.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean, no, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
It'd be like having cereal with a, what are those? Balls called the Italian thing.
Salt
fried
balls?
Dough
Italian balls
Zeppoli. Yeah, it's like a Zeppoli with with tricks in the middle.
I would annihilate that.
It sounds delicious.
That's making me sick.
Yep. What, they got to fry that whole building?
Now, what's that one down there on the right? Go down a little bit.
That's the same one.
No, down.
Oh, oh this?
Oh! Who is that bitch?
This is called unflattering portraits.
Oh, my
portraits.
God. That thing underneath her looks like it would be... that is...
Unflattering
real life.
Her face is unflattering as it is.
People draw ugly pictures of me. Yeah,
this is on a laughing squid for those of you that want to play along at home.
Go back real quick, Derek. Hit the back button.
Okay.
Where'd it go? Go all the way down. Because I seen something that was probably Matt's room. Keep going.
With the Transformers looking thing?
Yeah.
It's not there now.
What the fuck?
Womp, womp, womp.
I just got fucking ripped off.
No. Yeah, it was probably a random advertisement.
Probably. So, yeah, deep fried breakfast cereal is the
which,
new thing.
Which breakfast cereal would you want deep fried?
Oh, what a good question. Let
Frosted
me think.
Flakes.
Are you serious? Out of all the wonderful choices?
I would say something like Lucky Charms with the marshmallows.
That, to me, they would melt. You wouldn't get
yeah,
any
it would be delicious.
No, you wouldn't get any marshmallows. No. They would melt completely away. Mm. I'm going to go with Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah?
Maybe Peanut Butter Reese's Cups.
How about deep fried Rice Krispie Treats?
I was just going to say that. Nice.
Dip that in the batter?
Oh, fry. Yeah. Oh,
I don't think that beats the Reese's Puffs. Would you want that?
I think
I don't want deep
fried
cereal.
Oh, hell yeah.
At all.
Right now or ever?
Matt's not a breakfast eater. No.
I do like him. Cereal, but I'll eat cereal like before I go to bed.
See, breakfast to Matt is a crave case.
Yeah, well, that's...
They're,
17:30. So
Matt just has a giant bowl. He just dumps crave case out in, and then he just pours some out.
Crave case cereal.
He boxes and all.
He pours maple syrup on it.
There was one time at Kev's. Crave case. At Kev's one day, we just deep fried everything.
You have a deep fryer?
Oh, my cousin, he had a deep fryer, and like literally anything in our kitchen.
Anything we could find, we would just deep fry and eat.
Now, do those?
We deep fried.
Oh no, we didn't have any batter.
The fuck are those candies?
Starburst.
Starburst.
You deep fried Starburst, yeah.
But we didn't have any batter. We just threw whatever we had right into the deep fryer.
Did it ruin the fryer?
We deep fried pumpkin.
It was just really hot apples. Shit then.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like melty,
real
hot
and oily.
Oily.
Did it ruin the deep fryer?
Popcorn was awesome.
Popcorn.
We just
pops.
Threw the kernels in there, and then it just was oily.
Really?
Yeah.
I just heard that they're gonna ban popcorn.
What?
They say it's unhealthy for kids.
No shit, it's unhealthy. What about for fat adults like me that enjoy eating popcorn?
Popcorn to me isn't fattening.
What is unhealthy about popcorn?
The butter
yeah.
and salt.
Yeah, if you get
low salt and no...
Of course you can, but nobody buys that shit.
But you can.
I get movie theater extra butter.
So do I.
Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes I'll melt a little butter and pour it on top.
I hear that.
That's why you hit the space... That's why you hit the fucking space bar with your belly.
Now,
that's right.
Now, there is a certain kind of butter... That makes the popcorn go all weird and freaky.
Yeah.
And it makes them shrivel up. But then there's another kind of butter that just melts on nice and even. What happened?
I guess Kev's trying to make Sean throw up. What? Gagging in his ear.
Everybody, guess who that was.
That's the point of being loud, though. Like, it's
if
it's
Matt was a transporter, he'd be overmodulated.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Like, the point of making fun of that. Like, it's intentional. It's not like I can't control how loud I'm talking, guys. No, like when I do something like that, it's supposed to be loud and obnoxious.
Wow,
he's put you
I
in
understand.
Your place.
I understand.
No, I just don't understand why he's making fun of it.
It's Matt, funny to make fun of you.
He just made you. His
same
bitch.
Reason why we make fun of Sean.
Yeah,
Matt, can you do me a favor?
Bob Marley over here.
Keep it down. Keep it down a little. Right now,
the Rastafarian over here.
Seriously. We got some more bath salts people.
Ugh. Zombies.
A naked man, again, that was hallucinating on bath salts, jumped under the hood of a moving car. Matthew Miller from Robinson, Illinois, jumped naked onto the hood of a stranger's car.
It's like a Terminator when they're going after John Connor.
Pretty much, yeah. Except they're signing bath salts and probably trying to eat their faces. So these bath salts are getting... Way out of control.
I was reading up on these bath salts.
Are they taken off the shelf yet?
I don't think so because...
Not yet.
I think they got to do a lot to get it off the shelf.
There are people eating each other.
Well, they can't. They haven't proven yet that's
well, what it says
eating.
It does is it increases the
makes
rage.
You aggressive.
Yes. Increases the rage hormones in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And does being filled with rage include getting butt-ass naked and eating people?
Getting
I guess
filled
if you're
by
like
Jason
angry
rage?
Enough.
When I'm that
you
mad...
You probably get really hot.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to take off these clothes. Yeah. And
I'm so hot, I want to eat a body that's 98.6 degrees.
I'm on fire, and I'm hungry.
So, bath salts.
Bath salts. Maybe that's the next thing we do.
Yeah. We all huff bath salts.
All right. If you're going to do the bath salt challenge with me,
say, you have to eat a human body in a half hour.
Say, I'm in. I'm in.
I'm with you, Kev.
All right.
All right. We have
everyone
to
does bath salts. The last person to turn into a flesh eating zombie wins.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
I want to do actual bath salts from Bed Bath & Beyond and see what they do.
I will commentate we'll this much like I did today, but in a cage.
Yeah.
Bed Bath Salts and Beyond.
Like one of those shark cages where you can go down. And
we'll
see
arm
the
you with a taser, and if anybody gets out of line, well, actually no, because the one guy got shot and he
yeah, twice,
didn't stop,
and he just kept growling.
Speaking of taser, I have a video.
I just want to see someone like that and push Sean in front of me. Sean would shit himself so bad. You'd be so terrified because you've never even watched a horror movie. You wouldn't know what to do.
No.
Chop their head off, brother. It's the only way to get them.
Where are all the white women at?
Naked or something. She didn't even know she was naked. I think I'm on.
Everyone on Gavin Street in St. George Jim is Ross. Talking about what happened at this house last month. On May 21st, police shot a nude 80-year-old woman with a taser gun after she apparently swung her metal walking cane, almost hitting officers with it.
Well, you got to shoot an old lady.
Police Chief Anthony Britt told me his officers had no choice. Britt says one of his officers, who lives near the woman's house, heard someone making a racket. When the officer got there, the 80-year-old woman was nude and banging her cane on the outside
railing.
She kept going back to quotes in the scripture and
what?
You know, swinging the cane at each person that tried to approach her.
Couldn't tackle her, or the cane was in the way.
Yeah, she was swinging it pretty good.
Police say they tried to reason with the woman and tried to convince her several times to put the cane down, but she wouldn't. And at that point, Chief Britt felt the situation was very dangerous, and he ordered his officers to taser her.
By the way, she was a Negro.
She almost hit one of the officers in the head with the cane, and we didn't want to have any of the officers injured or anything like that.
None of us wanted to get.
They gave this guy a promotion just for the interview.
Some folks are still not convinced.
Mark Jones.
I just got back from
wrestling.
What the hell did he just say?
Back from a convention.
Done by the elderly
woman. I set him on table on
the
front lawn.
I'm sorry. Hang on. I got to hear what that guy said.
Still not convinced.
80 years old. That lady can hardly move around.
But cops say these photos provided by the police department show damage done by the elderly woman inside her house.
It's just one of those freak occasions where
old
mental issues
doing
happen.
Shit.
We don't had to shoot her.
You know, the crazy thing here is they gave that officer a promotion just to do the interview.
Probably.
Because they didn't want no white officers doing that.
I can't believe that guy couldn't take the cane away from an 80-year-old woman.
You heard him.
He could have
kicked
her
swinging
tits.
It pretty good.
Yeah.
They were probably low enough.
I can't imagine what they were doing when she was getting tased.
You know, I had a standoff. This is legit. I had a standoff with a nude African-American woman at the hospital when I was a security guard.
Hold on. I think I know how the story goes. She goes, Steve, you know me.
No, she was acting all fucking wild and reckless. So they called security to the floor. And as I'm going up there, one of the nurses stops me and goes, by the way, she has full-blown AIDS. I was like,
what?
So I go up there. And she's got a butcher knife in her hand that she smuggled into the hospital, and she's just swinging it at the nurses all crazy and shit. And I didn't want to get anywhere near. I was like, the nurses can try. I'm not doing this.
Wow.
And finally, like, the head nurse.
Call security or something.
Well, finally.
You are security. More security.
The head nurse actually showed up with holy water and convinced her to put the fucking knife down and if she would bless her with it.
Oh, my God.
And it worked. I was scared.
Did she get blessed?
And then she said.
Did you quit that job?
Steve, you know me.
Yeah.
How did you explain that the next day to somebody?
That's the first time I told it.
This hot ass bitch was all like swinging a knife. And
when I worked at
gross
the,
body, by the way,
the gas station, there was a story from the guy who owned it. This woman came into the gas station. There was a woman. She came to the gas station. She looked pretty ratty and stuff, and she had to use the bathroom. So he gave her the key, and, you know, that was it. And then, like, an hour later, the place shut down. He shut off all the lights, and he left, and he went home.
This is not good.
He gets a call from the police officer. There was a woman in your bathroom. And he's like, yeah, she's still there. Well, she threw up and bled all over the bathroom, and she has AIDS. So she cleaned it up as best she can, and she's in our custody right now. I guess the cops saw her going around the bathroom or whatever, and she puked, and she was puking blood all over.
They probably asked her where she went.
Probably. So he got the biggest thing of bleach he can find and went back to the station and just threw bleach over the bathroom.
Gush.
Pretty much.
The power of Christ compels you.
AIDS barf all over
the
bathroom.
The power of AIDS.
You catch it through vomit?
I don't know, but I don't think we're going to find out.
Why you don't eat no AIDS?
Why you don't eat my AIDS puke?
Right, so we got an 8-year-old
old ass lady.
Naked old ass lady.
The guy, the officer that told his men to taser that 80-year-old woman, how do you think he told them to taser?
Fuck it, tase it. Fuck it.
Hose him.
Shoot that bitch.
They did this in that King Kong movie.
I'm going to be back here furiously masturbating. You fellas go over there and electrocute her.
See, furiously.
See, what I would do would just be like, okay, you two, you get her from behind. That's it.
You, Taze, you.
I would just walk up to her, grab her cane that she was swinging around.
Grab her, and then fuck her limp body.
That's right.
He said she was swinging it pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of this woman?
No.
Because I want to know if I'd fuck.
Whoa. Well,
she was 80, so.
So what?
So of course you would.
80-year-old, okay, then that's fine.
Under 8 and over 80, if they can't walk, I'll carry them, right?
That's exactly it.
That's my logo.
17 or 71.
Forward or backward.
Dick for everyone.
That's right.
Would you guys deep fried jizz need it?
Deep fried
is this,
jizz.
Is this just like on a whim? Like,
yeah, it just popped in my head.
Is it your own jizz?
It could be your own jizz. Your own jizz.
Like, all right, hold on. I got to set the mood here. I'm alone. I'm in my place. I crank one out. Do I have to crank it into the deep fryer?
No, here. Let's do this. Let's set the scene this way. What do you mean?
I think Matt's about to barf.
No. At the other end.
You're falling asleep.
you're
at your place. You turn on the deep fryer.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to make some deep fried cereal. Yeah, it's heating up. And then all of a sudden, just something catches your interest. And you're like, I'm going to go fucking spank it real quick.
Wow.
While this thing heats up.
Okay.
You get done, and then you just... In your head, you just see your semen, and then you realize, oh, yeah, my deep fryer's on.
Wow. So then I take it back to the deep fryer and just wrap it in?
Just fucking Spider-Man it into the fucking deep fryer.
Spider-Man.
And then eat it?
Yeah. With batter.
Fuck no.
Yeah, me neither.
Slider-Man.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
I was asking for a friend.
Now, what if it was...
Yeah. I've never done it or anything.
What if it wasn't actually jizz... but a product that was called jizz that tasted like jizz but wasn't really jizz.
I'm lost. Oh. So what is that?
Somebody's just like, yo, I got this jar of jizz. But it's not like real jizz.
This jar of jizz.
It's at least not human jizz.
It's just a jar.
All I know is I'm not bringing my deep fryer here anymore.
Oh. Damn it.
And if I do, I'm definitely not leaving.
What he's
it
saying
here.
Is, like, if it wasn't really jizz, but it smelled like it, tasted like it, looked like it, would you eat it? Matt's
leaving. If it looks like jizz and it smells like jizz.
Matt, you got to bring the mic in there. That's part of this.
Okay, where's the longest mic cord?
Oh, my God. Matt.
Matt, you got to bring the mic cord.
Take it.
And he didn't even win.
He's like a mastodon.
You got to bring a mic in there. We got to hear this.
Take it.
What?
Take it, boy.
That's exactly what we want to do.
Here, I got the longest wire.
Do you have a microphone?
You want to videotape it?
On your phone?
Oh, no, Laura.
Can you at least put like a recorder on your phone? I'm really disappointed in Matt right now.
Yeah.
We did not be a team player.
Now, is that Matt's mouth or butt?
His butt.
Babe,
Lauren is taping it under the bathroom door.
Legit.
Wow.
I like Roman Cokes.
You made it perfect, by the way.
You like Roman? Oh!
What?
Oh!
Do you want one, Kev?
No, it smells. It smells bad.
I smell grease. Yo, his ass smells like grease already.
Well?
Do you realize how much oil is going to pour out of your butt? You're going to wake up in the wet spot.
Oh, man. You better sleep with that crown on, by the way. That thing costs 99 cents.
I just love how it came with the King Castle already on it.
Yeah, who knew? Mahar.
It smells awful.
Make sure he doesn't kick open that door.
I'll put the burgers in your head, Clutch.
Where's that face stuff?
We just talked about it, and no, he wouldn't eat it.
I don't know.
No.
Wait, is this the stuff with the menthol?
Yeah.
With caffeine in it?
I will apply it to my genitals.
This is the stuff?
With,
yeah.
You really will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think our sponsor would like that, but...
This is the stuff with the caffeine in it.
Yes.
Okay, I cannot do that.
Energizing moisture treatment for men. This is facial fuel, energizing moisture treatment for men.
How much do you drink?
What?
Is it edible?
No, it's cream.
Oh.
Can we put it in the deep fryer?
Yeah, let me get some of that.
Yeah, why not? You want to get some?
Yeah, let me get some.
We're going to try. I tried it.
He likes this caffeine. You guys are talking. You're talking to two guys that had super pump Sveka shots.
True. This is available at groominglounge.com. It's a very lovely face cream for men that will wake your ass up.
Oh, perfect.
I've been using it every morning. It's fantastic.
Is it really? Does it legit like get you going?
It does. It's got a lot of like menthol and all kinds of nut extract and all that stuff. And it just feels marvelous.
Now, is it hot?
No, it's not hot. It gives you a nice, fresh, cool face feeling on your face.
It smells good.
It does smell good. It is good. I wouldn't need it if I were you, Kevin. Non-edible.
Now, I do have a Fleshlight upstairs.
Do you really?
No.
Oh.
That would have been funny, though.
That would have been. And just a reminder, I think our promo is still going on with them, right? If you go to groominglounge.com.
Aristocrats Radio.
Put in Aristocrats Radio on the checkout, and you will receive 10% off of your order.
Right.
I think Matt's maybe winding down over there.
Why, you hear the sink running?
I thought I did.
So that means the camera might have to move.
Yeah, he's going to knock into the camera.
Lauren, the camera's going to have to move. Matt's about to bust out.
Okay.
Oh,
Jesus. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, you might want to get away from
Lauren, me. Was that you?
Now that was revitalizing.
You got the caffeine and blood vessels in your face.
It opens them up.
It really does.
I can smell it from here.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to increase blood flow to your nutsack.
Don't touch me.
All right, Kev just rubbed his nuts and he's wiping on Sean.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do you plan on going over today?
Nah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because this is fun.
Let's do it.
Oh, you having fun? Well, we got a bunch more stories.
Let's do it.
Let's do some
we
stories.
Got a man who called 911 over a sandwich order.
My balls are
like
cold.
He got the wrong order. Because like, we almost have that here because Sean had to wipe a couple onions off of his burger.
That's true.
No, I muscled through. Number 23, muscled through the onions.
Oh, bless
you. Bless
you, Lauren.
Thank you. Let's go to the video.
It's your pelvis.
Well, this next story is going to leave you scratching your head. 911 operators in Connecticut community getting an emergency call for cold cuts.
Emergency call.
A customer at a sandwich shop apparently didn't like the way workers were making his meal. So he called police.
He ordered in the phone 14 sandwiches, but he said to put a little bit less meat, but extra cheese, what I did, and then he didn't want to pay for it.
East Hartford, Connecticut deli owner Tila Ozenhara told a customer that she could not take back his sandwiches because they were special ordered, but that did not sit well in his stomach.
That is
so
a common,
the
that is a common
Tila
practice.
For her phone, and then he called 911.
Specifically asked for little turkey. And little ham and a lot of cheese and a lot of mayonnaise, and they give me a hard time with them. If you stop by,
the East Hartford dispatcher
you just stop by
calls about fires and fallen trees. Now getting a call about too much meat, not enough cheese.
911, because you don't like the way that they're making your sandwich.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Tyler Covert is the 911 caller's neighbor. He says it's not the first time he's called police to report something not to his liking.
Called the police on me too. He said I tried to. Our building is brick. He said I tried to burn the building down. You know, with a grill like.
Turns out our complaining cheese connoisseur has a soft, doughy side.
I think the customer realized how wrong he was, so this morning he called in to apologize, and he said. He gonna come back, but not anytime soon. But he will be back.
But tough TLR. Why would they want him? Because
he ended up liking the sandwich.
Wait. If you call Grateful Deli, put a order
Grateful
in.
Dead?
You better come and pick it up. She says, and pay for it.
You can't return a sandwich that's a special
right,
order.
Right, not call 911.
Can you return a sandwich that's a regular order?
I guess yeah, so.
No, you know what it is. They usually make pre-made sandwiches, and you could probably return that.
Mm.
Huh.
Place looks so shitty.
That's actually common practice. I've actually run into that a few times.
Well, you shut up.
Well, who tries to return a sandwich?
I never send anything back. Never.
No. Even if they fucked it up. Unless it was for somebody else. Well, like no. I've gone back when they screwed up your order, but if they screw up my order, I'll just eat it, so to say.
If they screw something up on me, I will not eat it, and I will get what I wanted.
They screwed my order up once, and I was like, you made this wrong. I didn't want this. And they're like, thank you. Come again. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. I want the sandwich I asked for. I don't want this. Return it. Thank you. Come again.
Well, if they blatantly, like, you know. I mean, one time I got Wendy's, and they just didn't give me my entire order.
Well, Wendy's doesn't have a no return policy.
Well, no, but I had to go in. It was annoying because I had the kid in the car. I get a bunch of stuff. I checked it.
You had a wet diaper.
My whole order just wasn't there. So I walk in, and the lady's like, oh, there you are. And she hands me the bag. I'm like, thanks.
There you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Oh, we were about to send for you.
And then I called Wendy's and got a bunch of free shit. By the way, some of your McDonald's coupons are on the counter.
Oh, has anyone here ever had to call 911 before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been the 911 that people have called before.
Great, Steve. Moving on.
What for?
Go on, Kev.
What were y'all calling 911 about?
I don't remember. I know I called them for something.
For me, I was having a panic attack.
Oh, that's right. I called him for you the one time. I think I just called the police department, though. I don't think I dialed 911.
I wasn't that important.
I broke my ankle. I called 911.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't want to drive into the hospital.
Mm. Good.
I didn't want to just stay there and starve to death.
Yeah.
I got woken up by my brother. It was probably about like 4:30, 5 in the morning, and there's just a random guy sleeping on our couch.
Nice.
Yeah. So we woke him up.
Was this in the Berg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We woke him up.
Say no more.
And we're like, hey, dude, who are you? And he just kept saying, leave me alone. I'm a friend of Mike's. I'm trying to sleep. And at the time, my cousin Mike lived in our house. So we're just like, all right, I guess he's a friend of our cousin. And then my other cousin comes down the stairs, and we're like, do you know this guy? And he's like, no. And he ran back up and locked himself in his room.
No.
So we're trying to wake the guy up. We're like,
no.
See ya. So my brother and I are trying to wake this guy up, and we're like, hey, you really need to leave. And he goes, yo, stop fucking with me. I'm just trying to sleep. This is Mike's dad's house. And now we're like, all right, this guy doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
So my brother's still talking to the guy, and I walk off and I call 911 real quick. And I'm just like, yeah, there's a random guy sleeping on my couch. We don't know him. Could like we get cops here?
I guess.
Yeah, so I give him the address, whatever.
Why don't you just let him sleep?
Well, I don't fucking know the guy.
Well, no, this is what the operator
He probably
would
have left in the morning.
Well, it was morning.
True.
And we wanted him off our couch. So I walk back in the room, and he goes, yo, motherfuckers got jokes. Y'all got jokes. You're playing jokes on me. What the fuck? And I'm like, no, dude, you're the joke. You fell asleep on my couch, and we don't know you.
Was he a colored fella?
No, he was white.
Oh. How did he get in?
He walked in the front door and just went to sleep on the couch.
Well, maybe you should lock your fucking door.
I never locked my door.
Good to know.
Anyway, he took a swing at me, missed, goes to swing at my brother, and I end up tackling him over my coffee table.
Nice. Like a movie.
And I pinned him to the floor, and when the cops showed up, they thought that I was the guy that broke in.
Don't tell me you got hit with a nightclub.
No, but they were coming in. My brother goes, the one on the floor. So they grab the guy, and they take him out to the car, and the cops are asking us questions, and one of the cops that was outside with him comes back in and goes, hey, Did you guys do something to him while he was here? I'm like, oh, no. And he goes, well, he's saying you guys planted drugs on him. And we're like, yeah, that's ridiculous. We didn't even have drugs. The cop goes, yeah, that's the thing is there's no drugs on him, but he keeps insisting you guys planted drugs on him.
So he was just totally fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucking dementia patients, man.
Yeah. That's the Berg. Streets is hard.
Streets is hard. But the thing is when you first noticed him, that was your one opportunity to legally
kill him.
You should have done it.
Yeah.
Just get a shoelace, put your foot on the back of his head, and just start rubbing back and forth.
And saw his head off of your shoelace.
It'll come off eventually.
Eventually?
If I just ran up and stabbed him in the throat, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
And then once he's dead, I'm allowed to fuck him because, like, he's dead. It doesn't count.
Not going to fuck a live guy.
Yeah, no, that's gay.
Matt, your hair looks lovely every time you come back from the bathroom.
Hey, you have a sheen.
You do have a sheen today. I think the oily fucking White Castle burgers gives you a nice fucking sheen.
Actually, I applied some Moroccan oil to his hair earlier.
Is that true?
It is true.
Oh. That is true, and that was painful as shit.
His elbow in my ears. You know, that's not the only joint that Sean's hit today.
Oh.
Psych.
Boom.
So, you just missed an interesting story, Matt.
What was that?
Some random guy just walked into Kev's house and fell asleep on the couch one day.
I took down a home invader. Have you ever had to call 911?
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Yes, I did. But not for any, immediate danger.
Because you didn't get the right sandwich.
You messed up your sandwich.
I was very... No, people have done that before. People have called...
Yeah, that's the story originally.
Wow.
Because he ordered turkey, cheese, mayonnaise,
and lots of cheese.
And they wouldn't give him his order. Can you come down here? Well,
there was a woman who called 911 over like chicken nuggets.
I want one that looked like Elvis.
There's a pretty well-known 911 call
like Louisiana.
About a woman
Louisiana
sitting in the car, and she ordered a cheeseburger,
yes,
but she wanted the Western bacon cheeseburger, and they just gave her the regular bacon cheeseburger.
Western bacon cheeseburger sounds delicious, and I might sympathize with her if I ever have it, but
yeah.
The only time Matt will wear stirrups are the fucking
stirrups,
the horse things that they wear. What are they called?
Stirrups.
Chaps?
Chaps.
Yeah, those things.
The horse things.
No, the things under the boots. The boot fucking...
Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs. That's Spurs. It. San Antonio Mats.
Here he is.
Yes.
He did it. Great job.
Did he poop?
Great job. I wonder...
I think he did.
I wonder who had more in the bowl. Because I did not have nearly as much as I expected. It was solid, but it was about... Less than a quarter of what
you
I
are post sweating.
You are sweating right now. There's mild perspiration.
Matt, are you sweating? Because Matt is post sweating from his shit.
No, I'm not sweating.
Have you ever shit with swamp ass and like wiped and it was just really slick?
Yeah,
slick. I hate that.
Oh, you just wipe
as because I'm a front wiper, so I just beat the back of my balls because it just flies out like oh.
I bet your sack smells.
No, yeah, I moved my sack out of the way.
I'm a front wiper too.
What do you sack cup with one hand and wipe with the other?
The only way I can side or rear wipe is if I get off the bowl and then squat.
Yeah.
Which I have done before.
I feel like when in front I get more.
Yeah, I get cleaner that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I pull my balls out of the way so I don't wipe the back of my dust flap.
I think I forearm out of the way.
I like to take my plunger and wrap the top of that in toilet paper and just squat on it.
Yes.
And get a nice deep clean.
Yes. Yes.
You want to clean the back of your molars with that thing.
Mac your molars and the back of your bowlers.
Ew.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Wait, wasn't that guy on Tough Enough last season?
No, this guy right here just died at 47.
Oh, no, that is not.
No, isn't that Eric?
Can we all just get along?
Is that Eric not Loss? Rodney King. This man was arrested.
Only in America.
All right, we're going to do a little guessing game. This man was arrested for the fourth time. For having sex with what in public?
Oh, God.
Steve.
A chicken.
Chicken? Kev.
I will say... Fuck. An automobile.
Automobile. Having sex with an automobile. Okay.
Interesting. Right in the tailpipe.
Sean?
Two in the pipe, one in the trunk.
What do you think this colored fellow is having sex with for the fourth time in public?
Pig. No, cow. Pig.
Cow?
Cow.
In public? Can I have two choices?
No.
No.
Oh.
My toss-up is between a pig and a deer. I'll go with a deer.
All right, wait, don't say it yet. We want one more round of guessing.
No.
One more round of guessing? Well,
did any of us...
If we didn't get it, one more round of guessing.
You didn't look at it, did you?
No, I can't see it.
Okay. I'll give you all a hint. It is not something that is alive.
Oh.
Huh.
Steve.
Oh. All right.
Fievel doll.
I'm going to go ahead and say... A shopping cart.
Shopping cart?
Yes.
Kev, it is not alive.
I'm going
You did say
Steve,
car.
Steve, what was your first guess?
He said
My first
chicken.
Was a turkey vulture.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say a dead turkey vulture.
All right, okay. Nice
Just
strategy.
Say a vacuum.
A vacuum. Nice.
That has a lot of suck up.
Right?
And does. That?
Ham sandwich.
That's why you wanted
a lot of
more cheese.
A lot of mayo. I for a lot of cheese, and they're giving me a hard all time.
Right, hang on a second. Did any of us get it?
No.
Third round of guessing.
No, come on.
No more
come
guessing.
On, why not?
I want you to bring up a picture of, I think his name is Eric Watts, and I want to get a totally looks like.
Wait, one second. Don't tell us what it is. All
right.
Pull up a picture of what it was.
All
right. I want us to all react.
Was it a rubber duck?
Okay.
A rubber duck.
This guy had sex with, let me get the image up here.
Come on.
One of these.
Oh, my God.
A teddy bear. Man arrested for the fourth time. Yeah. For having sex with a teddy bear in public. Charles Marshall, 28, received a citation on Wednesday for masturbating with a stuffed animal in an alley.
Wow.
Near the Elm Street, blah, 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 in Cincinnati, Ohio. This is the fourth occasion since 2010 the man has been arrested for pleasuring himself with a teddy bear.
This isn't illegal.
Maybe
right?
He's a furry.
So it's pretty close on the fivel, though.
I need to know the technique for this. Does he punch a hole in it? Does he just push its legs together and get off of that with, like, titty fuck the legs?
Yeah.
Like,
being somebody with experience in sex with polyester. He definitely punched a hole in it.
He had some short stints in jail for the same incident.
What's the penalty for that?
Clutch is calling it Teddy Sexpin.
Teddy Sexpin.
Show name.
Yeah.
Teddy Fuxpin. What's the penalty for that?
For exposing yourself in
community
public?
Community service.
An hour in the clink and they throw you a towel.
And then they deep fry your G's.
And they tell everyone what you're in for. This guy was fucking a teddy bear.
Oh, good for him.
But it had a pink tie.
All those teddy bear enthusiasts in jail don't really like that. Huh?
Yeah.
We're going to treat you like a teddy bear, brother. You think it's funny fucking teddy bears?
We don't like your kind around here.
Big man fucking a teddy bear.
The only difference with me is I fuck back.
You want to fuck this bear?
Gross.
That's gay. Oh.
I'm trying to find a picture of the guy that was on Tough Enough.
Oh, what was his name?
It's not. I thought it was Eric Watts, but that's another wrestler from like years ago.
Oh,
you look up Tough Enough, Wikipedia, and then get the last season that they ran, and then I want a side by side because I love TotallyLooksLike.com. I don't know if anybody's aware of TotallyLooksLike.com, but it's an awesome site. And every time I see somebody whom I think looks like somebody else and is famous, I look it up, and they're always on there.
Wow, there was 5 seasons of Tough Enough.
Well, they had one only a couple years ago, or a year and a half ago, or whatever. So whatever the last season was, that was the one we watched at your other house, right? Where it was Steve Austin and Booker T.
And Bill Dammit.
Who was the tall black guy on that?
Booker T.
Yep.
The taller black
guy. Did he win?
The afro. No, he did
not. Are you sure that wasn't Booker T?
Sure it's not Darren.
Oh, no, wait, it was a guy from King of Queens. What the hell?
Oh, that guy. He looks like him, too, yeah.
Is
that
Darren
Young?
No,
Booker T.
Young.
We have Andy Levine.
No,
Luke.
That guy,
Robinson?
Man, he did nothing. No. He did absolutely nothing.
Well, he was a black guy. Obviously,
keep going.
Christina, no.
Keep going.
No.
Martin,
nope.
Oh boy, Ivalesi Velez.
Nope.
Yes,
Ivalice. No. Oh.
No.
She was really cute though.
Oh, and Rima Fokin.
She was all right. She was the.
That was the Miss USA.
Yeah.
Michael Zaki.
Nope.
Ryan Howe.
Nope.
Eric Watts.
Yeah, Eric Watts. Boom. It was Eric
you
Watts.
You were just a walking book of knowledge.
I'm ridiculous.
But,
get a picture of him.
He's a white guy, though.
No, it's somebody else.
He's a black one.
There's another Eric Watts. Look, just put Eric Watts, black man. Google. The black one.
Oh, here we go. This guy?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. That guy fucks teddy bears.
That's a teddy bear fucker right there. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
We have a separated at birth experience. Holy shit.
She's got the piercing removed. That's it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it does kind of look like him.
It's very similar.
Not really.
He had less afro in the series, and he was a little heavier, so he looked more like him there.
Hmm.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Don't mess with me. I'm totally looks like
we that have guy. A woman here.
Her name is Lauren.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Lauren. How are you?
I can't get her picture. She is getting triple M boobs.
Triple
triple yummies.
Is it that same? What the fuck?
I think this is it.
Are those seashells?
Ew.
No, those are shells.
These are huge. She's wearing socks of sand.
That skin is screaming.
It really is. A mother of six, obsessed with making her giant L cup boobs bigger, says she is doing it for her kids.
What is she going to do with her giant L cup fucking belly button?
I think she was on a TV show with her daughter.
Yeah.
And her daughter was complaining about her.
Yeah, that was MTV.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed of my big titty mom.
I'm embarrassed of my big old barrel and big titty mama.
All right. Can we just look at the tan lines on these tits?
Oh, my God.
Like the cusp, the very
What about
top
the vein
is,
lines?
It's burnt. But if you look just beyond the ridge,
yeah,
there's like it's white.
Where you
well,
see
that's
the
because
vein.
That's because she just got an upgrade like 2 weeks ago and hasn't tanned yet.
Oh, so that's brand new skin.
Yeah, it's brand new skin.
Well, she is claiming that with her the size of her breasts, she will become more famous and can provide a better future for her children.
Yes.
Her one boob looks like my belly right now.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheeky belly.
Sean, I got to admit, if your belly had a nipple, I'd suck it.
Maybe you should tickle his belly button and see if it comes out.
So what's her name?
Who cares?
Lacey Wild with two D's.
Ooh.
She's 44 years young.
All right, get some more pictures of her up here so we can gross ourselves out.
Matt probably wants to titty fuck that.
I would.
I would not.
They look hard.
They do. They look rough.
I don't want anything that can give me a concussion while I'm fucking banging
like,
it out.
I might as well, like, titty fuck some bowling balls.
I don't think this is the chick you're talking about from that MTV show, by the way.
It could be.
I think it is, because they showed a picture of her with her daughter.
So,
look at her with a deflated...
I think more than one chick with big tits has a daughter.
Deflated bags there. It looks like her.
Not really.
Look at her hold up that puny little implant
Yeah,
there.
You are. Actually, yeah, it does look like her.
Mm-hmm. She's second row, second from the right.
Second no. row. Second
oh my
row.
God!
Oh, no, I don't even want to look at that.
Second from the
no,
right.
No,
no,
no, no,
no,
yes. no. What is that?
I have no idea what that is.
What is that?
That's got to be the show symbol, Derek.
What is that?
See, all I thought was it was a spider bite.
Chinese woman disfigured by facial tumors to make full recovery.
Full recovery. Oh, my God.
See, what happened was my shoelace came undone. I fell down each and every step.
It looks like Pizza Face from Ninja Turtles.
It's like Pizza the Hut.
No, it's
Pizza the Hut.
It looks like that thing from Blade.
I'll give you the answer to the key codes.
I guess if you Google Chinese woman facial tumors, you can see this. Monster.
It didn't even itch or ache in any way.
She looks like a...
But it also
an
didn't
overcooked
go
bun.
Away.
Yes,
dude. How much food can she store in that bottom gullet?
Bottom gullet. Oh my God!
If anything, though, it opened up her eyes.
I'm not.
I like how it says her name, her age, and it follows up with has been shunned in public.
I'm not an animal.
Lee Hongfang, 40, has been shunned in public after a rare type of bone cancer caused by tissue to grow under her facial skin. Distorting her features beyond recognition.
All right, now Derek, you got to put side by side of the Hunchback from 300.
Oh
no, of Quasimodo and this bitch,
Elephant Man.
Oh my God! Might want to Lauren not to go in that bathroom.
Yeah,
or slip on the shit oozing out of the side of it.
Uh-oh.
Well, what happened?
Oh, she caught your stuff.
She needs help wiping.
What happened?
Local government
if there's any
officials,
white stuff on anything in there,
have pledged
it should be deep fried.
Yes!
Oh, my God. We have a match. Oh, there's a match. Oh, my God.
I guess not the face so much.
Now, do Quasimodo. Quasimodo.
Pizza face.
Elephant Man.
Pizza face from Ninja Turtles, please.
Elephant Man.
Get me a match, face? Derek.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
John Merrick.
John Merrick. Pizza. Nah. You gotta add Ninja Turtles on there.
Yeah.
What happened? What's wrong?
I went to school.
Huh?
It's inside. Ninja Tortuga.
Does it smell?
No.
Oh.
Actually.
And am I right? I'm right. I'm right. I'm right.
All the mustache and everything.
No, we gotta see Quasimodo now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
They had a little extra dude on his head.
Why is his thumb?
Yes.
His pinky's cut off.
Oh, my goodness. Pizza face. Pepperoni. Oh, my God.
Green peppers. Red peppers.
Quasimodo's the
so,
closest
yeah,
one.
So, yeah, pizza face
it.
From Ninja Turtles and this woman.
A
and
little... No, a little
Derek, look up Quasimodo, too. No. I've never right. even seen Quasimodo.
A little side story on pizza face. I was happier than a pig and shit when I got that pizza face figure.
When
that I drew him the instant that I got home. I put him right on my table. And I drew him, and I think I still have the picture.
We actually went to school with a kid we nicknamed Pizza Face.
Yes.
He would talk, and like just oil would ooze out of his nose.
Just from the pressure of his yeah. face moving?
From his jaw moving, just like it would just ooze pus and bloody pus.
There was another. Oh, God. Oh. There we go.
Sean has a closest
match.
There
we go. Sean gets the win. Oh, he's back to the
fucking.
Even
look mine up.
Mega tits.
Which one was yours?
The Elephant Man.
Elephant Man.
And what do we got? Let's go. Can we get a side by side?
Yeah.
Yes, I know we can. I'm
doesn't
just
look like Quasimodo. That looks like my Aunt Joyce.
Ah! Oh my goodness! Hello.
Yeah,
that's the closest so far.
Mm-hmm. That's all pretty right. good.
Pretty good, Sean. You win again.
No, you were on fire today.
I didn't even get a chance.
Also, kind of looks like the Big Trouble in Little China person.
Yeah.
that explodes.
I'm really good at flossing his front teeth.
Wow.
Owning you today. Today, you're my bitch.
The Elephant Man.
No.
At least she doesn't look like she would have been attractive had she not had this gullet disease.
I can't fully judge if I'd have sex or not because I can't see your tits.
Wow.
Well, there's one hanging just below her chin.
Yeah, if worse comes worse, you could just suck on that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure some kind of pus will come out.
Oh, my God. Hello.
All right, well, moving on. We got to wrap up soon. Parents sued a Texas school because the school forced her third grader to... Let's do another guess.
Quickly.
Forced her to...
The TV...
what grade?
Third grade. The school forced a third grader to do what to make the parents sue?
Perform fellatio.
Okay. Wow. That's a good one. Kevin?
Eat deep fried jizz.
All right. Deep fried jizz. Sean?
Take her pants off.
I was going to say strip to her underwear.
The answer is...
Finger bang herself to release the devil.
A school nurse and counselor forced an 8-year-old Texas boy to bathe.
Boy.
After telling him he, quote, smelled badly, was dirty, and had bad hygiene.
Yeah.
Now, what's the problem with that?
The boy was forced to take off his clothes one day in November, and the two school officials began violently washing his body.
With their
tongues.
Yes.
With their tongues.
Massaging him to erection.
We must get you clean.
And the parents filed suit against the school.
Rightfully so, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you call the parents in and say, you got to bathe your kid.
Now when a parent showed up, did they violently wash the parents?
Wow.
It probably. I can see where it gets it from.
Take off your shirt.
There was a couple of Keensburgers, local reference, that used to work with me at
don't say burgers.
Pathmont. Yeah. these people smelled so badly. It was like a good 10-foot distance that you could be standing from them and smell them. And we actually, like, pooled together money and bought them, like,
soap?
Soap and, like...
And they ate it.
Yeah, and, like, detergent, like, just products to, like, get themselves cleaner. And it lasted about a week. And then they smelled really bad again.
How do you do that, though? Like, how do you present it to them?
Well, it was the shop steward for the union who went up to them.
Really?
And they were very, like, laid back. Easygoing people, they didn't get upset when they were approached about it. They're like, "Oh, you know, we know, you know, we can only shower once a week because we live with like 7 other people in like a 2-bedroom house, you know." And it's like, "Okay, like we understand you. It's hard times or whatever. You don't have any money, so we did the right thing." But man, did they smell? Mm. It was bad.
Remember,
they smelled like a Crave crate.
Remember, we went to school with that Hindu foreign exchange student thing.
Yes,
that couldn't read or nothing.
Yes,
and smelled like. Literally, like, they made deodorant, curry deodorant sticks.
Oh, my God. I was in the laundry room yesterday, and there was a guy washing his clothes, Indian fella, and he smelled so much like curry. It was nauseating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Stephen
like
Curry?
Like Tim Curry?
Oh, Rocky.
Oh, no.
Is Tim Curry gay?
No.
He looks like he does
have sharp eye. I wouldn't be surprised to find out he gave fucking Travolta Mile High Club fucking blow sex.
Whoa. I wouldn't be surprised if he sucked on Macaulay Culkin's little penis.
John Travolta.
Little penis.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
Boo.
Not my fault. Mm.
Derek wants to wrap up because he can't wait to unwrap those fucking white guys.
Exactly. My when goodness. I get home.
Make like a Jim hat and wrap it up.
And then he's going to unwrap his depends. And
Lauren, you
got to
let us know if he cracks one open in the car ride home.
No, I won on the car ride home. Absolutely.
Big mistake.
Not.
Big
Why?
Mistake.
You don't feel like shitting behind Wendy's anymore?
No. No, thank you. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. You can download old shows, new shows, all kinds of stuff. Of course, CWERadio.com is where we are streaming live. Thanks to White Castle for sending us all the stuff.
Thank you, White Castle.
Thank you, Sean, for your strategy and giving us the best finish we've ever had in any eating competition on this show. And we've had several.
I just got to say, I don't think we need to give a piss test. We just look at their faces.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, he is on something.
He's on a fucking White Castle.
72
right now.
Burgers, 30 minutes, 12,000 calories.
Wow. That's a lot.
And also thanks to groominglounge.com for continuing to send us stuff and supporting the show.
And a special thanks to fartingloud.com because that's what's coming next.
The car ride home.
Farting is such sweet sorrow.
Yes. So we will see you next week. No more food for a while.
Nope.
Couple months, and then maybe we'll get the chicken nugget challenge.
Chicken nugget challenge.
Chicken nugget challenge.
I will take you all.
Don't start already.
I will eat 60 chicken nuggets.
I think that's possible.
I actually will get involved with the chicken nugget.
Yeah?
Chicken chugga nugget.
McDonald's whatever. Nuggets?
Yeah, whatever.
That's the consensus, right? Everyone
yeah,
wants
it's
got to
be McDonald's.
I will eat 100
McNuggets. To be honest with you, if we could, I would love I prefer Wendy's.
So do I, yeah. But...
Wendy's is breading is better, and
chicken,
it's real chicken.
All right, nugget.
We'll take a vote.
I'll do okay.
Well, this won't be for a while because you guys are going
to
be recovering. I'm going
to try not to eat until the next challenge.
Exactly.
He's going to try not to eat until he gets home.
Yeah. All right, so we will see you next week. And also thank you to Lauren for putting a lot of this stuff together.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
Getting a hold of White Castle and all that.
I didn't mean all that stuff I said about women. I think you're great and you're very capable of doing a lot of wonderful things.
He was in gimmick.
He was turned off.
All right, so we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.